You know what time it is?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's another edition of Fit Talk Radio with your host, Maria Wells, brought to you by Smoothie King, Valdosta Health and Wellness, Do Meals, and Factor X Fitness Thomasville. And now, here's Maria on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
Hello and welcome to Fit Talk Radio. I'm Maria Wells, your host tonight, and we've got a great show planned for you tonight. But Chase, it's been a great week, hasn't it?
It has. It was a little chilly earlier in the week. Now it's warming up. It's just feeling good outside.
It is feeling good outside. It's actually feeling like spring, and summer is just around the corner, y'all.
That's right.
We just welcomed Miss Jo Pate here with our famous and fabulous smoothies from Smoothie King. Joe, how are you tonight?
I'm doing great, Maria. How about you?
Joe, I'm just feeling fabulous tonight. Thank you for joining us.
Well, you're looking fabulous too, honey.
Well, been working and working out. So in our workout clothes, I see you're in your workout clothes too.
I am. I'm going after the show tonight to go get my workout in.
Well, good for you. Good for you. Lost a few pounds the last 10 days. Very happy about that. And just staying right on it, doing that HIIT training. And it seems to be working for Grandma here.
Well, that is awesome. I actually have lost about 5 pounds in the last month just by cutting some calories and trying to work out a little bit myself. So trying to get ready for that.
Where did you lose it, Joe, in your big toe?
No.
Well, Chase, how is your workout plan going since we're talking about workout plans?
I've been trying to stay active. I haven't really worked out. I haven't gone to the gym, but I've been trying to stay active, you know, playing Ultimate Frisbee, disc golf, football, whatever I can just, you know, start keep doing and getting out there instead of just sitting in the house, play video games or whatever. So,
well, Joe, what did you bring us today from Smoothie King? This is delicious.
I brought you the strawberry slim and trim. And I believe that one is a meal replacement. And I think it has about 270 calories in it.
Good deal.
Of course, I brought Chase's favorite, the Gladiator with strawberries and peanut butter. I think his is about maybe 350 or 400 calories. I'm not sure. Something like that.
It tastes very good.
It's the best. I mean, I love it. It's like my go-to. But peanut butter can kind of make me feel a little weird sometimes, a little upset my stomach some a little bit, or a little heavy. So I'm trying some different things. But I didn't bring myself a smoothie. I had cake bites from the On brand, the protein cake bites. Mm-hmm. They're like 20 grams protein and like 240 calories. I had that about a couple hours ago. So I'm still full off of that and trying to fuel my muscles and, you know, keep everything going up, you know, and making me feel good. And I also brought us B12 boost shots because I know you're always talking about how you get B12 shots or you need B12, you need energy.
Absolutely. Great energy source.
Liquid multivitamin and mineral. Now, these, I think, are two servings. I'm not sure. But we sell those at Smoothie King. And we also sell them by I think it's 32 servings. I'm not sure how many ounces that is. For $20. You know, so, I mean, that's not bad.
So, this is just a little drink, a little shot
kind
of? Yeah,
just a little shot. You know, like those little five-hour energy shots?
Sure.
This is a B12 boost.
Wow.
Natural energy. So, I thought I would share.
Is this something new at Smoothie King?
Yeah, we just started carrying these.
Great. Well, thank you. That's interesting. I will certainly look that up here in just a minute. We'll read the label here at a break and tell everybody about it. That's very interesting.
Yep.
Y'all are just moving right along. Smoothie King is really innovative, staying up with the times. Smoothies are the number one thing in the country right now. So you are certainly in the right business.
And I also noticed, you know, Tristan, he oversees all the operations and takes care of all the ordering and what's new and all that sort of thing and keeps us up to snuff. I saw wheatgrass shots. For those of you who like wheatgrass, it's prepackaged wheatgrass liquid or whatever. So I'm not up on all what the benefits of wheatgrass are, but we are carrying it in our Smoothie King. So stop by and check it out, the one here on Gorontow Road.
Wow, very, very interesting, and so glad that Smoothie King is keeping up with the times, being innovative, moving forward. Fitness is where it's at, whether you believe it or not. The gyms around the country are filling up with people of all ages. And the average age, guess what? I just read online not too long ago of the average gym goer is, guess what, Joe? Got any idea?
35.
No, that was years ago.
Okay.
The
25.
Average, no, it's higher.
Oh.
48 years old, which says that our population, you know, my generation is finally getting a hold of this and saying, hey, we need to be healthier. We need to get to the gym. Well, you know, insurance companies are saying, hey, if you're overweight, if you're over fat, you know, we're not going to insure you.
Yeah.
Or you're going to get a less desirable insurance rate than you would like to have. Or if you're a smoker or a drinker. Mm-hmm. So the average age is 48, according to a study that I just recently read. So kind of interesting. Mm-hmm. A lot going on. Been busy at work. Factor X Fitness over in Thomasville, as you know, that's where I work. Head trainer over there. Love it. Love Hal Jackson. Love the atmosphere. Just a great gym. If you live in that area or work in that area, please stop by and see us. Building, fixing to break ground on our new huge daycare facility. Just posted it on my Facebook page. The huge new daycare facility that he had built specifically for in our colors over there. It's just awesome. I mean, it's just a whole big jungle gym, and that is opening up. He just is buying another $250,000 worth of cardio equipment, revamping the gym, getting new flooring coming in before the summer. So we are really on the ball over there at Factor X Fitness, 1314 awesome. Jackson Street over there in Thomasville. If you're looking for a trainer, I hope you'll call yours truly here, Maria Wells, over at Factor X Fitness, and check me out. We got a lot of things going on over there.
Well, you are one smart lady, and I highly recommend you as anybody's trainer.
Well, we've also got a new buns, glutes, and abs class going on over there, fixing to start up in May at 9:30 in the morning, and that's going to be really good, Joe. I'm so excited about that. I haven't taught class in a long, long time, so that's going to be fun. That's
going to
be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
A lot of fun, but tonight we're going to bring you the science behind organic, to buy or not to buy organic, and believe it or not, I posted online for you to call in, 229-241-1059. If you have an opinion on whether you like organic or not, please call us, and we'll talk to you about it, but it's also started a little debate on my Facebook page, Joe. Had several callers, not callers, but several people hone into that today. I'm on quote what Donna Helwig Rocker, wonderful, sweet woman that I went to school with. She has given her opinion on it. Of course, she's works with the farming community, I believe, has some kind of job with that. Had a quote in from couple people from across the state. One girl from Tallahassee, Florida, checked in with us on that. So we're going to be talking to you about that just a little bit later tonight. But is buying organic really worth it? Joe, what do you think? Do you buy organic?
I do. I buy as much organic as I can possibly get my hands on or afford.
Well, yeah, it's expensive, and we're gonna weigh in on that issue too. Mm-hmm. And then there's something called the Dirty Dozen that is mm-hmm. generally recommended for you to buy. If you're going to buy organic, those are the ones that you need to buy organic. And there's others that you can, you know, take it or leave it, you know. So we're going to be talking about that. But Joe, got a really interesting show next week.
Okay.
That's going to be interesting. We're going to be talking about wine.
Oh, fun. I like wine.
To wine or not to wine. Mm-hmm. You know, wine is big here in South Georgia. Of course, the muscadine grape that's grown here in South Georgia. But, of course, wine is made all over the world with all types of grapes. There's a lot of homemade people who make homemade wine here in South Georgia. Of course, typically that's sweet, but you can make it sweet or dry. But we're going to be talking about that. Hopefully one of our local wineries is going to be calling in and talking to us a little bit about that. Wine a little, laugh a lot. It's all about wine next Thursday night. We might even have a sampling here, Joe.
Wow. Well, you know, wine does have medicinal properties to it,
and that's
well.
Why I'm drinking it sometimes.
Okay.
Occasionally.
Yeah.
Well, originally, that's why I got into wine, to wine tasting, and mm-hmm. why I opened the Wine Loft in Tifton. Is because the doctor told me to drink some for my stomach. I had, you know, some serious stomach issues and IBS, and he told me to drink red wine, told me to drink 4 ounces every night.
What?
And I was gagging it down and choking it down. It was the mm-hmm. most awful stuff I've ever drank in my life, and that was about not 9 years ago. But I developed a taste for it and mm-hmm. really like it. Jim and I visited San Sebastian Winery in St. Augustine
a few weeks ago.
That was a fun place. Mm-hmm. And they make some really good wine there. So, you know, wine does have medicinal properties. It does have a benefit for you in moderation.
Right.
So we are certainly going to talk about drinking wine and in moderation, obviously. Mm-hmm. But always the benefits of it mm-hmm. As opposed to anything can be taken advantage of and used for a bad purpose, but we're not going to be talking about wine in a bad light.
Right. Well, you know, everybody can overindulge at times with anything. So, but yeah, wine is medicinal. It does taste good with meals and that sort of thing. And, you know, it's a nice accompaniment to a little fellowship with friends or whatever, cookouts,
Absolutely.
Dinners, you know, whatever.
Absolutely. You know, tonight, getting back to buy organic or not to buy organic, I did a little research. I spent a little time on this because I wanted to know personally. And, you know, I have begun to buy some organic things. I know that Smoothie King is using organic blueberries.
Yes, they are.
In their smoothies.
Wild blueberries.
Wild blueberries, okay.
So,
you know, I begin to wonder, you know, why is it better to buy some things organic and some things not organic? Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to be talking all about that here in just a minute. And I have found out the reason why. We're going to talk about, like I said, why it's better to buy some things organic and some things not. Then we've got several people's opinions. Like I said, if you feel free to call in. I understand Matt Boland is listening to us tonight. Matt, how are you? Hope you're doing well out there. Feel free to call in if you got a comment on that. 241-1059. Like I said, I've had several comments on Facebook already. Several pros and cons to that. So we'll listen into that. So is buying organic really worth it? And next week, wine a little, laugh a lot. So we're going to take a break here from our sponsors right now, and then we'll be right back. Is buying organic really worth it? Thank you. This is 105.9 WVGA Fit Talk Radio.
Fitness is delicious at Smoothie King. Whether you want to slim down or bulk up, last longer or recover faster, get more balance in your day or more vegetables in your diet, each and every Smoothie King is blended with a purpose. They also sell a complete line of nutritional supplements and healthy snack foods. Give Smoothie King a try today at 3219 North Oak Street Extension or call 229-469-4090. It's Smoothie King.
Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic is a specialty clinic that provides quality and compassionate care to patients in Valdosta and surrounding communities. Our services range from treatment of acute and chronic illness to prescribing bioidentical hormone replacement therapy for men and women. Our team brings forth a wealth of experience and knowledge to each patient's case, ensuring personalized care for all. Visit Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic today at 3328 Bemis Road or call 229-469-6137.
Bikini season is just around the corner, and we all know you want to have the best beach body ever. Factor X Fitness in Thomasville can help you get your summer body and help you keep it. For only $20 per month and no contract with the latest in aerobics, along with state-of-the-art equipment, functional training, and a personal training staff with over 40 years' experience. So call us and get your best beach body ever. 1314 North Jackson Street in Thomasville. That's 229-236-2348.
Are you ready?
And we're back with more Fit Talk Radio on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
Hello and welcome back to Fit Talk Radio. I'm Maria Wells, your host, along with my co-host Joe Pate. Joe, thank you. The smoothie is absolutely fabulous today, and I'm very interested in this B12 Boost, a sustained natural energy, caffeine-free, and stimulant-free.
Yeah, and
it comes in
assorted flavors as well. I've got the cherry charge here, and then I don't know what tropical fruit or something.
I have tropical blast.
I think there's a coconut one, and then an orangey something. I don't know, whatever.
Only 10 calories, only 1 gram of sugar, a couple of grams or 3 grams of carbs. Very interesting. I'm going to be interested to see how this works. I will take it tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'll try it tomorrow and see how it works out. So thank you for bringing that.
This is a two-serving.
B12 Boost.
This is a two-serving dose, this little container that's not any bigger than
We'll take a couple of pictures tonight before we leave and post it on the Fit Talk.
And we've got the bigger bottle that is $20 and it's 32 servings. So this is $3 for this little shot for two servings. So really the bigger bottle is the better way to go.
Better value, absolutely. Well, Joe, Do you buy anything organic specifically?
I try to buy all my vegetables and fruit organic. If they have them and they're not like overripe or mushy or whatever, or apples, strawberries, kiwi, you know, my favorites, bananas. My daughters are very particular. They've all started buying organic now that they've started having children. You know, my boss killed a deer. I have organic deer, ground beef, deer meat, you know, so I don't have to buy the ground beef, but I do buy organic chicken. Let me think what else. Oh, the organic like steaks or roast or whatever. Yeah, I'm particular about that sort of thing. Anything in the can, organic, I try to buy that. I do organic oatmeal. You know, you can get a lot of organic store brands as opposed to the national brands, you know.
Right.
That okay. are a little bit less expensive. But anyway, yes. But your answer to that, yes, I do, as much as I can afford and as much as I can get my hands on.
Okay. Well, you know, there's a big debate out there between natural and organic. And a lot of people are using the word natural, and you'll find it on labels, mm-hmm. a lot of your labels. Mm-hmm. But, you know, a lot of those labels are misleading the customers, claiming that their products are natural when, in fact, those products contain pesticides, genetically modified organisms, GMOs, antibiotics, growth hormones, and artificial ingredients. So, first of all, I want to alert our listeners tonight to the fact that there is a difference between natural and organic.
That's right.
Okay. So, make sure that you know that difference. And people are going to take advantage of things, you know, when they can. Unfortunately, the U.S. Department of Agriculture has not set any standards for the word natural.
Yeah.
But they have set a standard for the word organic.
Mm-hmm.
If it says organic, it has to be raised in a certain way. It, you know, it has to meet certain U.S. Department of Agricultural standards, USDA National Organic Standards. So, you know, now, meat and poultry is a different. There's another term for that, but you know it has to say a certain thing that is regulated. But if somebody just says on a label that it's natural, it can be natural poop, people. You know, I mean,
yeah.
poop is natural.
Yeah.
Let's face it. So I'm using that just to make you aware that just because it says natural doesn't mean that it doesn't have other things in it that we don't want to eat. And don't mistake natural for organic.
Right.
So, and like I said, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration has so far declined to legally define the term natural for foods other than meat and poultry. So, I mean, they've even taken this to court. You know, they've, you know, tried to educate people. I mean, it's a whole big thing in Washington right now between natural and organic, because the organic community is saying, listen, a lot of these companies are labeling their stuff and it's not fair. It's not right that they are getting the benefit. They're labeling their products natural. They're charging more money for it and thinking that it's that natural means organic, and it does not.
No.
So there's a big debate out there.
Yeah.
Right now, as we speak. Why do you think we buy organic? Joe, why do you buy organic?
I just feel like it's pesticide-free, you know. But there's different levels of organic, which I did discover.
There are.
You know, and we'll discuss that in a few minutes.
Okay.
But,
well, let's talk about the chemical things. You know, we buy organic because we want to avoid chemicals and pesticides.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, they say that conventional foods in adults, that, you know, those levels of pesticides aren't really harmful to us. However, they can be harmful to small children. They mm-hmm. can be harmful to pregnant women, to their fetuses.
Right.
They can be harmful to older adults whose immune system is not capable mm-hmm. of handling the situation, the extra mm-hmm. influx mm-hmm. of not good things for your body. So that's why, and great news that your daughter's buying organic, since, you know, for the kids.
Yeah.
Very, very important. You know, did you realize, and if I jump around a little bit, I'm sorry, but it is the fastest growing sector in America today in the food industry.
Mm-hmm.
Organic is $29 billion industry in 2010, and it's grown 10% a year.
Yeah.
Every year. So it gets higher and higher and higher and higher. So, you know, now, organic versus conventional farming, conventional, you know, planting. You know, we'll talk about that in just a second. Now, according to the organic community out there, there are more nutrients in organic food.
Yeah, I believe that. You know, you don't have as much probably processing as you would in, or the solutions they put in to make the meat last longer. You know, they inject things in there for the color, that sort of thing, like when it's not organic. I don't know that you can do so much with that with organic, because there's different levels.
Which, right. Well, now what the USDA says that it can have, if it's organic, has no pesticides,
right,
no fertilizers, and no irradiation, which means that anything that is done to it to kill the bacteria. Okay, it has to be absence of pesticides, fertilizers, and what happens when you don't give those plants those things, then it naturally boosts the production of phytochondria, which is the vitamins and antioxidants that are in the vegetables or fruits already. And then it makes that resistance, the more that that plant has in it, then it makes it resistance to bugs and weeds.
Mm-hmm.
So the plant will naturally create its own pesticide, so to speak, if we don't fill it full of pesticides, fertilizers, and do anything to it to cause those pests to run away from it.
Mm-hmm.
But it has to be done over time. This is probably where you get the level of organic from. So, you know, I thought that was just so interesting, to me. They say it tastes better. Do you think organic tastes better, Joe?
I think it tastes fresher, yeah. Well, maybe it's a mental thing, because I know it's organic, but probably. But, yeah, I do believe it tastes better.
I think it does. I think it does taste better. You know, I've tried to do the taste test myself over the last several months, and to me, it tastes better. It tastes fresher. It tastes better.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, to me, the meat, I can tell it more in the meat than I can the fruits, in my opinion. But that's because there's just no antibiotics in it, you know, and they've been fed organic food.
Right.
And we'll talk about that in just a minute. So better taste. There's no GMOs there, you know, no GMOs in it. Another reason to buy organic. You avoid the hormones and the antibiotics.
Yeah.
Okay. One of the things I said, well, you know, okay, well, so what? I don't want the chicken to be sick and me eat it and get, you know.
Yeah.
You know, that's my rational thinking, which is probably not too rational. But one of the reasons they don't want us to eat those chickens that have had a lot of antibiotics, because they're feeding the chickens and the meat the same antibiotics that we take to heal our bodies. So if we eat the meat, then our bodies become resistant.
Yeah.
To the antibiotics, and therefore, when we get really sick or we need something to really cure us, we're not going to have
infection. We
it, right, we can't
it.
Fight it.
Yeah.
So, you know, to me, that was like, oh my gosh, you know, huge red flag there.
And the hormones they put in there, you know, there was some discussion that it's causing puberty at an earlier age in young children, young girls, and boys, you know, so like, I don't know.
And
if
I can believe
true.
That. You looked around at some of these fifth and sixth graders.
I know. I mean, you know, there might be some truth to that. So,
well, the research is still out on that.
Yeah.
I did read several articles about where, you know, they've done some studies. And the community is divided, just like it was divided on Facebook here today. And I'm going to read some of the stuff that was posted on Facebook about it. Now, it says it does preserve the ecosystem. I do believe that.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
I believe because if you're not, they're diversifying, you know, they're doing the crop rotation. You're not having all that pesticides and fertilizers in the soils. Therefore, it's not getting into our water system.
Mm-hmm.
So I believe that it reduces pollution because it's organic farms use 60% electricity.
Oh.
60% electricity, according to this study. So that's huge.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's really huge. Preserve agricultural diversity. We just talked about that. And it supports local farms directly.
Yeah.
I like to, when I go in the grocery store, I like to see where it says, you know, this fruit was picked and produced at Rutland Farms, or where a local farm. Rutland
local
Farms
farmer.
Is a local farm in Tift County over there. So, you know, it helps us to buy locally from our local farmers.
Right. That's right.
And not shipped in somewhere.
Yeah.
So I think that's really good. And then last of all, it helps to keep our kids safe for the future.
Yeah. That's
so there's some reasons to buy organic. Now we're gonna, you know, we're gonna give the rebuttal side that in here in a minute. We're gonna talk about, you know, I mean, that's what the organic family is saying. This is the reasons to buy organic. If you have an opinion out there, please call us 241-1059. We'd love to hear your opinion. Again, you know, now Consumer Reports says that buying organic is 47% more expensive.
Yeah.
That's almost half, Joe.
I know. My grocery bill is kind of high. But, you know, hey, I have peace of mind knowing I'm putting better things in my body. And if I can afford it, I'm going to do it. Because that's one area that is important to me.
There you
and
go.
And it's a personal decision with everyone.
And I think you're right. I think you're right. Now, you this is the one thing that I would say. Well, you know, we've all been eating all this conventional food, all this, you know, my whole life, except for maybe the past, you know, 10 years, maybe the last 5 years even, I've just eaten regular food.
Right.
You know, it didn't kill me.
Yeah.
But there are so many diseases.
Yeah.
Headaches, cancer.
Yeah.
All kinds of things associated with pesticides.
Yes.
They can't necessarily find a, we can't blame it necessarily on the pesticides, because if we could, but there are links that say that pesticides, and they get in the soil, they get in the food, they get in the water, and we can't help but drink it and eat it. So, you know, for that reason, that might be a cause for us to not be alarmed, but beware.
Right.
And understand what we're eating. When you're looking for organic, you know, don't take the look for that USDA seal. That will guarantee you that that food or product has no pesticides, no fertilizers, no irradiation involved in it. If it's meat and poultry or whatever, no antibiotics, no GMOs. So that's what you need to look for. Do you always see that seal on your food, Joe?
I don't always check as closely as I should, but I try to, because I didn't realize there was a big difference until a few months ago. But, you know, now I try to the USDA organic seal. That one isn't that like, well, it still says here on this report that I'm reading that not all organic foods are the same. However, if it's 100% certified organic, that is, the label means that it's 100% of the ingredients in a product except salt and water are organic. Okay, so maybe that's your meats and, you know, because meats have to be packaged or whatever.
Sure, sure. Mm-hmm.
Organic itself, just the organic label, means that 95% of the ingredients in a product except salt and water are organic. So there's different levels. And then another one is made with organic ingredients. That label means that only 70% of the ingredients in a product except salt and water are organic.
There you go, see. So you got to
know
your labels.
You
got to know your labels and know those levels.
Know those
That's
levels.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
And that one will not have the USDA seal.
Right.
If it's just made with 70% of organic material.
Yeah.
In 2014, there was a study done by the British Journal of Nutrition, and they were trying to decide, you know, does it taste better? Does organic food taste better? And the answer came resoundingly yes, because it has, with the less pesticides and the less fertilizers, it creates more higher nutrition in the food and more antioxidants, and it makes the food organoleptic, which means it makes the food have more organoleptic qualities, which means it makes the aromas and the taste better. So that was a new word for me, organoleptic.
There's always going to be a new word.
Organoleptic, which means that the food tastes better and smells better. So, however, on the flip side of that, there was another study back in 2014 that said that there wasn't much difference.
Huh.
So, you know, you've got the pros and cons, and, you know, you've got to listen to both. I'm going to read this, and I hope Donna Helwig Rocker doesn't mind me reading her post. But she, I want to say, I can't remember who she works for, but anyway, both modern and organically grown food is healthy. There is no right or wrong, just different methods.
Mm-hmm.
It is a personal choice. I prefer modern ag because I've been on the farms all over the U.S., both large and small, and know how deeply they care about the land and what they produce. And I know how extremely stringent our regulations are. Eat more fresh, keep sugar and sodium to a minimum, exercise, and get some rest.
That's very logical.
So Donna Helwig Rocker, thank you for that great post. It was logical. It was fair.
Mm-hmm.
Now she works for Georgia Ag, I believe, and she has been all over the world looking at farms. And so, you know, my grandmother didn't die of any kind of pesticides, and you know, her daddy was a farmer.
Yeah, my grandmother lived off the land. She died at age 91 eating ice cream.
There you go.
Wheelchair in the nursing home.
So yeah. Right. So absolutely. So, you know, a lot of your meal prep companies, and I did ask Chadwick to give us a call in, but I didn't hear a response from him. But, you know, they are claiming to use organic products in their meal preps for those people who are wanting the best.
Yeah.
But they're also paying the price for a meal from a meal prep company, no matter who it comes from. So
right.
Well, because it costs more.
It does. It really does. But, you know, in my mind, it's better for you, the more organic, grown off the land, less pesticides, all that sort of thing, to me, makes sense if you can afford it and afford what you can, you know, eat what you can afford. But also, the lady, you said you read her
Donna Helwig Rocker.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's logical, and that makes perfect sense. As long as you find balance and you can live with it, and your budget can live with it, you know, just do what you can.
Do what you can. Again, we're just out here putting out information, people, here at Fit Talk Radio. That's what we're all about. You take it, glean from it what you will, and, you know, cast off the rest. That's what we're here for. So we're here to hear the debate. If there's anybody that'd like to call in, give us a call, 241-1059. We're going to hear from our wonderful sponsors, Valdosta Health and Wellness, Smoothie King, Factrex Fitness, and we'll be right back after this word from our sponsors.
Fitness is delicious at Smoothie King. Whether you want to slim down or bulk up, last longer or recover faster, get more balance in your day or more vegetables in your diet, each and every Smoothie King is blended with a purpose. They also sell a complete line of nutritional supplements and healthy snack foods. Give Smoothie King a try today at 3219 North Oak Street Extension or call 229-469-4090. It's Smoothie King.
Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic is a specialty clinic that provides quality and compassionate care to patients in Valdosta and surrounding communities. Our services range from treatment of acute and chronic illness to prescribing bioidentical hormone replacement therapy for men and women. Our team brings forth a wealth of experience and knowledge to each patient's case, ensuring personalized care for all. Visit Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic today at 3328 Bemis Road or call 229-469-6137.
Bikini season is just around the corner, and we all know you want to have the best beach body ever. Factor X Fitness in Thomasville can help you get your summer body and help you keep it. For only $20 per month and no contract with the latest in aerobics, along with state-of-the-art equipment, functional training, and a personal training staff with over 40 years experience. So call us and get your best beach body ever. 1314 North Jackson Street in Thomasville. That's 229-236-2348.
Are you ready?
And we're back with more Fit Talk Radio on News Talk 105.9 WBGA.
Hello and welcome back to Fit Talk Radio. I'm Maria Wells, your host, along with Joe Pate. Joe, I thought it was kind of interesting. They've got the Dirty Dozen here. The 12 foods that if you're going to buy organic, you need to buy these organic. And I was a little bit concerned. I was a little bit confused about it. But as I read them off, you'll understand why. From what I understand, and you correct me, Joe, because you've got different sources over there, and I like that because we can compare. Because these fruits and vegetables have very thin skins, those pesticides and fertilizer, they absorb them quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if you're going to buy organic, the best the best foods to buy organic would be these, the Dirty Dozen. And I have, the first one is strawberries. What do you have? Strawberries?
I do have strawberries on my list, yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, and then there's spinach, because spinach, 97% of that will absorb pesticides and fertilizers, 97%. So you certainly don't, you want to buy organic spinach for sure. Nectarines was another one.
Yep.
They will absorb 94% of the pesticides.
Mine has imported in parentheses, so I don't know if there's a difference in here or the imported
ones. All right, and then you've got apples. Now, you said you like apples. 80%. Apples will absorb something called diphenamine, and it's banned in Europe, but they use it here in the States to kill something, and it's a pesticide. And the apple will absorb 80% of that pesticide.
Wow.
So we certainly want to buy organic apples.
Definitely.
Grapes, of course, that little thin skin on grapes, 96% of the grape will absorb 96% of whatever it's grown in.
Yeah.
So we don't want it. We don't want grapes that aren't organic. Peaches. It's another
one. I love peaches. Oh, my goodness.
I do, too. And, of course, Lane Packing Company is up there in central Georgia. I don't know what kind of peaches they grow, but 99%, that peach will absorb 99%.
Yeah.
So pears, another one. Do you have pears?
No.
Okay. Tomatoes.
Yeah, the cherry tomatoes is what I have, yeah.
And then celery is another one.
Yes.
And then potatoes was another one. That was kind of shocking to me.
Me too. But they do have a very thin skin.
Yes. And then sweet bell peppers, the green bell peppers.
Yes. Got that one.
That was the Dirty Dozen that I have. Now, it says, you know, some things that aren't, that you don't necessarily have to worry about that have your hard produce is like asparagus, broccoli, those kind of things. They said, you know, that doesn't necessarily have to be organic.
Right. Yeah, I've got the clean 15 list, and I'll zip through it real quick if you'd like.
Go ahead.
Avocados.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet corn.
Mm-hmm.
Pineapple.
Yep, got that.
Cabbage.
Got that.
Sweet peas that are frozen.
I wonder why that is, because it kills whatever is in it.
I guess so. Sweet peas, are they not in the shell?
Yes, yes, they are. Sweet peas in the shell.
In the frozen packages. Onions.
Onions, got that one, yes.
You said asparagus already. Mangoes.
Yep, got mangoes.
Papaya.
Don't have papaya. I had kiwi.
Got kiwi. Eggplant.
Didn't have eggplant. Good deal.
And grapefruit.
Didn't have grapefruit.
Cauliflower and sweet potatoes.
Didn't have cauliflower. Didn't have sweet potatoes. I had salmon. I had maple syrup and
quinoa.
Quinoa. What did I say? Quinoa. Quinoa. Yeah.
Is that, you said, now these are the ones you don't have to buy?
Right.
Okay.
The clean 15.
Now, I'm real particular about salmon.
Okay.
Because I watched a show, a report one time on, I don't know, 60 Minutes or something, whatever it was, about my salmon and my shrimp. I only buy shrimp, the frozen shrimp or fresh shrimp from the Gulf. Okay. And Winn-Dixie has the Gulf shrimp because it's from the USA. Because the imported shrimp, like in Taiwan or wherever they, China or wherever it comes from, they raise those shrimp, catfish and other fish, whatever, in sewer water. Sewer water. It's disgusting. And you can't boil it, cook it, bake it, grill it out. And so we have much more stricter
laws, right?
Laws and regulations.
Absolutely.
About what is allowed than a third world country or the other country. I don't mean third world, but you know, different countries. And so the Gulf shrimp or fresh shrimp that you get yourself and you know where it comes from, and the salmon, the Alaskan salmon, is sold at Target for the frozen. And I don't know, like, I'm real particular because I want salmon that's come from Alaska, from the USA. I don't want anything out of this country. Because you don't know, and they don't test everything.
They're not regulated.
Percentage. They don't test all of it. So a lot of it doesn't get caught, and it gets packaged, and you can't, I mean, you're eating garbage. You're eating disease. You're eating stuff that you, that's what's going on in my mind anyway, because of this report that I watched.
Right. Well, I mean, that is true. The regulations overseas is not as strict as it is here in the United States. So certainly you need to be aware of that, for sure. Absolutely aware.
Those are Joe's tips, by the way.
Joe's tips. Watch your Gulf shrimp only and Alaskan salmon only. That sounds like a really good... if you just joined us, we're talking about to eat organic or to not. It is more expensive, Joe. No doubt about it. We've heard that over and over again, that it is a little bit more expensive. 47% more expensive, by the way. Well, you know, okay, so what about animals? You know, we've been talking a little bit about fruits and vegetables and that kind of thing, but about 70% of Americans buy organic. 70%, that's a lot. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of American people buying organic. But animals that are supposedly organic, they are fed, they eat organically grown feed, and they're raised without antibiotics or synthetic hormones. That is the stipulation. That is the is what the USDA says. And if it's raised that way and you buy it organic, it should have that USDA seal on it saying that it's organic.
Yes.
If it doesn't say that, if it just says natural, and I can think of one company that says natural chicken breast.
Yeah.
I'll call that company.
Yeah.
Big on the label. I can see it as I'm talking here. But that doesn't mean organic.
No.
And so you've got to really know what you're buying. You know, and like I said, pesticides and foods have been linked to sickness, headaches, cancer, birth defects. So we really have to watch that. If you're, you know, going to, you know, if you're wanting to buy organic, make sure you look for the right label. You know, we've talked about earlier about that antibiotics makes it resistant. If the, if animal's treated with the same antibiotic that we're treated with, he's just treated with it, or that chicken's just treated with it, so that it won't be sick and it won't carry any disease. Then we eat it. Obviously, it's in that meat. Then our bodies become resistant to that. So we really want to watch that.
Right.
Buying organics, they say it really makes the soil better. But, you know, according to Donna Helwig, you know, if a farmer's doing crop rotation and doing everything, then, you know, it's about the same.
Right.
You know, the soil's about the same. So there's a great debate going on about it. You know, who knows? I mean,
well, you know, we don't know the longevity or, of the pesticide in the soil.
Right.
You know, and how much the next crop's absorbing what was there from preceding years or whatever. I mean,
exactly.
I don't understand all that. I'm not scientific like that. I just know that, you know.
Well, I want to have Janet McMahon on here, the water lady, because she knows all that about the soil in Georgia and how that's happened, how arsenic has gotten into the soil here in Georgia from where they used to use arsenic years and years and years and years and years ago before they realized it was poison. And, you know, it's killing people. And, you know, she knows a lot about that. So I really want to get her on here. But pesticides end up in our drinking water with levels way too high. And for several weeks in the year, it can be high levels that we're not even aware of.
Right.
You know, you certainly need to use the filters, but filters won't even take out pesticides. I found out that too.
Yeah,
I read
Yeah, like cooking that shrimp and
it's not going to get rid of it. It's not going to get rid of what it was, you know. So if you want to test your water or test your soil, you can go to the EWG website, the Environmental Working Group, and they will tell you how to get your water tested and or your soil tested.
That's great.
EWG website, Environmental Working Group. The organic farms use 50% less energy or 60% less energy in one study I found. You know, so, you know, you've just really got to, and if you want to know where to buy local organic food, a lot of times you can go to your farmer's market.
Yeah.
And they'll know where it came from. Or you can go to localharvest.org and find out where your local farmers are.
See, there's so localharvest.org. Much information out there.
Absolutely. I mean, there's so much out there. And, you know, you're going to have to do what is best for you.
Right.
What is best for you, what's best for your family, what's best for your budget. But if you have to make a choice, those the Dirty Dozen, you certainly want to try to buy those organic anyway.
Yeah.
Because you know that they are going to absorb those pesticides and fertilizers a lot quicker than the other foods.
Yep. Exactly. Or grow your own and don't use pesticides.
There you go. Grow your own.
If you're you know, green thumb and you can.
God bless my husband. He tried to grow some organic tomatoes one time, and I think he spent $150 on two tomatoes that year.
I've done that. The watering bill.
And we didn't have great success. We had Georgia red clay in our backyard, and yeah. they weren't conducive to growing tomatoes. So, and I've teased Jim about that for the last 12 years now. But he did. He tried to grow some tomatoes, bless his heart, and it just didn't work out.
Yeah, I think I had a $250 water bill. I think I had like three tomatoes. So, you know, you do the math.
You paid a lot.
Some
expensive organic tomatoes. There you go. There yeah. you go. What you know, there's so much research out there. You can go, you can Google anything you want to Google, you can find any answer you want to find. There's so many pros and cons. You know, I think the thing to do is I pray over my food every day before I eat it, Joe, whether it's organic or not. And you know, we have to trust our farmers, our local farmers and what they're growing. And like I said, I try not to buy anything that's overseas, and yeah. just try to do the best we can, you know,
yeah.
and eat clean and healthy as much as we possibly can. You know, there's so much information to absorb, and it's critical that we get the most accurate facts in order to make the most informed choices for anything in our daily lives. There's a company, a center called the Organic Center, and they can help you. They have trusted information. They have accurate information. They have in-depth information for people who are interested in really, you know, really studying about organic, really getting to the nitty-gritty of organic, and finding out what the latest research is about. Then you can go to them and look there. There's a lot of credible sources out there, a lot of credible sources. But then there's a lot of things I'll see on the front of some cover magazine, you know.
Yeah.
Some that, you know, don't believe that. You know, do you some research. Do you some study on it. I know I've had to, and I've enjoyed it because I've learned a lot. You know, it's, I think there's pros and cons to it. So they say that organic farming is more profitable than conventional farming. Now, probably Donna Hellwiger Rocker would disagree with you. They say that it produces more stable yields, mm-hmm. you know, more yields yeah. per acre or whatever. Mm-hmm. And so, but there's a price for that. There's a premium price for mm-hmm. that type of gardening.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Now, I don't. Do you know what the difference between a pint of blueberries is organic and a pint that are conventionally farmed? Do you?
You know, I did notice like strawberries. I think that one time were organic at Publix were $6 for a pint or whatever it is, and the non-organic were $2 for $6. So it could be almost double the price. It depends.
Well, it says it's 47% higher.
Yeah.
So there you go, almost 50% higher.
And it is higher in meat. I mean, I wouldn't say it's double in meat. Sometimes it's only a couple bucks or something, you know, right. for the same amount of meat.
I know Publix has a high end grade of organic meat.
Yeah. So, I mean, but like I said, I haven't really 100% paid attention to the levels, and I don't really know about Publix. They have the GreenWise, and it may not be fully organic. I don't know that.
Yeah, if it's not in the U.S., doesn't have that sticker on it, then it's not fully organic.
I've got to really watch for that.
But watch for that. Make sure you're not paying that extra premium dollar for not full organic.
Yeah.
Another reason that they're talking about, you know, how is it healthier for the farmer and the farm worker if it's organic? Well, guess what? The farm worker and the farm, there were several studies, most important advantages for organic managements and organic farms is that synthetic pesticides are banned from the use on organic farms. Therefore, it prevents pesticide poisoning. Do you know farm workers can get pesticide poisoning?
Oh, absolutely.
Farmers?
Yeah.
And, you know, they can cause, you know, a million chronic diseases and deaths per year.
Well, do you remember the young lady that we interviewed and had on the show for Beauty Counter products? The products that are better for you because your skin's the biggest organ there is, and
right, and it absorbs everything.
Yes. It absorbs everything. Okay, so the cosmetic line that came from Beauty Counter, the woman who started that, her parents were farmers, and they both died from pesticide poisoning.
Wow.
And that is what made her decide, I've got to investigate this and figure out, I don't want to even put, like, they realized that there's no regulation for lotions and shampoos and face creams and all these things we put on our face and our body or whatever. And our skin is the biggest organ there was, and
it was just absorbing all that, right?
Was absorbing all that, so right. It made her create this line and do all this research. So, yeah, I mean, pesticides definitely do kill. I mean, her parents both died from that,
and that's crazy because we don't think about that a lot of times. We don't think about that, and now our body is definitely a very, very wonderful and magnificent
resilient
machine, and it will deflect a lot of that through our digestive system and, you know, expel it. However, but it's going to absorb some of it.
Oh, yeah.
The levels of lead in our body,
right.
You know, drinking water that has been, and again, I've got to get Janet McMahon on here because the water lady, I mean, she has a huge campaign about fluoride and water and pesticides in water and soil, you know, especially here in Georgia.
Yeah.
She's called the Georgia Water Lady. And I mean,
now,
she's
does that include the bottled water that we drink and buy?
You know, I'm sure it does. I mean, it's any water.
Well, if you can't get the pesticides out of it, and, you know, of course, there's probably going to be some sort of
effect. So, I mean, she's gone to Washington. She's gone to the state capitol with this big issue all over the place. And I see her signs even about fluoride now, too, and how it can hurt the children. So, you know, the question is buying organic worth it? It is to you.
To me, it is. I like it. It makes me feel better. It makes me feel cleaner. And it makes my conscience better. And my daughters, you know, their children, like, you know, I was thinking about my little grandson. He loves to eat cut up little grapes and strawberries and fruit. Both of them do. And I just feel better knowing there's not pesticides all over that, you know, because you said that's the Dirty Dozen. You want to make sure you really get the organic in those, you know, the grapes and strawberries and such as that.
All right. There's a chart here. How much do organic foods really cost? Spinach, 7% higher than conventional.
Yeah.
Granola, 22% higher than conventional. Carrots, 27% higher. Potatoes, 28% higher. Apples, 29% higher than conventional foods.
Mm-hmm.
Baby food, they've got, you know, organic baby food now.
Oh, yeah, that's all that they
It's 29% higher than your regular baby food. Bread is 30% higher.
Mm-hmm.
Strained baby food, 31% higher. Soup, 33% higher.
Mm-hmm.
Celery, 44% higher. You get my numbers, they're going up and up and up. Coffee, 47% higher. Yogurt, 52% higher. Spaghetti sauce, 53% higher. Canned beans, 54% higher. Salad. Now, we eat a ton of salad.
Mm-hmm.
60% higher than your regular salad.
Mm-hmm.
Milk. How much do you think milk is?
Oh, it's at least probably 30% or 40%.
72% higher than conventional milk.
Yeah.
Eggs.
Oh, those are about double or triple.
82%.
Sure. Yeah.
Now, I will tell you this, and I'm going to quote a brand out there, but Eggland's Best Eggs.
Yeah.
They taste better to me than regular eggs.
Yeah. True.
And I think they're supposed to be organic and grass-fed, and I'm going to look at the label when I go to the store tomorrow. Tomorrow's my grocery day. So I'm going to look at the store, but to me, that egg tastes better. I can't tell you why. It just does. But, you know, 82%, and I believe that because a dozen regular eggs in the store right now is running like $2.69. A dozen of those eggs are going to cost you about $5.
Yes, yes, they are.
You know, so, or more.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, producing organic food tends to be costlier along every part of the supply chain, including farm practices that usually require greater labor inputs and segregating organic ingredients from conventional ones. Though there may be logical reasons for the heftier price tag, does it really make sense as a consumer to pay more for organic food? That's the question you've got to ask yourself. Is it beneficial to you? Is it what you want? It's the difference between paying for a lipstick at Estee Lauder or buying one at the Dollar Tree. You can buy a lipstick at the Dollar Tree.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's going to be a dollar. And that Estee Lauder lipstick tube is going to be
$25. Right.
So is it worth it to you? It comes down to the consumer.
Absolutely. The choices of what goes into your body, you know.
I think this is an interesting topic.
It is, you know, very debatable topic.
It's a debatable topic. People have weighed in on it. There were a couple of other quotes, and I'll quote them on Facebook. If I can get them, let's see here, if I can find what they said. Amanda Yale from Tallahassee. Amanda says to tell you, Joe, that she's checking her bag of shrimp right now.
Oh, gosh.
To see where it's from.
Yeah.
Yeah, you better check that shrimp out. That's going to be interesting. Amanda Yale, all the way from Tallahassee, Florida, says, I can't wait to listen to this, mostly about organic, but I'm excited to hear about the pros and cons on tonight's show. So, Amanda, thank you for listening in all the way from Tallahassee, Florida. We thank you for that. You should have called us, though, at 242-229-241-1059 and weighed in on the conversation, Amanda. But thank you for posting on Facebook for us and to all those posts. And to all our listeners out there, Joe. If it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be here tonight.
That's right. We do appreciate them very much.
Absolutely, we do. And we hope that they'll tune in next week. Any final last words from Smoothie King?
Yes.
And when are we having the grand opening, and when are we going to be live there?
I don't have a date for that yet. I haven't conferred with my partner, but I will get that date and find out what's going on and when we're going to do all that. But tomorrow is $5 Friday for your medium smoothies. The meal replacement smoothies are $6, but every other smoothie is $5. It's 32-ounce. So don't miss out tomorrow. We've got four locations, Thomasville, Tipton, and the two here in Valdosta with our drive-thru on our new location on Gorntow Road. So we hope to see you there tomorrow all day.
And is Gorntow Road just, the people just zipping through that
drive-thru? They're zipping through there. They sure are. We're getting more and more people. A lot of people are saying, well, I didn't even know you were here. I'm like, well, we're here.
We're here. Oh, they are here on Gorntow Road right there for the drive-thru. So please stop by. I'll be in town tomorrow, so just like I did last week, and I think I might have told you that, I just zipped right through there at Smoothie King there in Tifton and got me my little smoothie as I was out and about that day.
Wonderful. I'm so glad to hear that.
So thank you, Joe, and don't forget that they've got all kind of new things there, and this B12 Boost, sustained natural energy, caffeine-free and stimulant-free there at Smoothie King, and it's $2.99 for a two servings.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll try this and report next week on it, Joe.
Let me know how energized.
I'll let you know how I felt. I'm going to take it tomorrow because tomorrow will be I got a lot to do tomorrow at home and out and about. But Chase, you got a great week planned? Great weekend planned? You got a hot date?
No, just working all weekend. I'll tell you that.
Okay.
Just working.
Well, I've got a hot date. My husband, Jim, was our Friday night date. Usually we go work out at Anytime Fitness in Tifton and then go eat. So that'll be my hot date Friday night. Joe, what about your hot date?
I'll probably be babysitting with my two-year-old. That's my hot date.
There you go. Hey, we've all got to have something.
That's right.
So that's it. We've all got our little individual lives. Well, listeners, thank you so much tonight. You can still post on Facebook if you have a question or you have anything that you'd like to say about our topic tonight. Next Thursday night will be Wine a Little, Laugh a Lot, and we'll be finding out the benefits of wine. So do check in with us. Might even have a little wine tasting here, Joe. We'll see what happens here next Thursday night.
Looking forward to it, Maria.
Looking forward to it. Me too. So thank you all for joining us. And remember to always stay in faith, love your family, and always stay fit. This is 105.9 WVGA Fit Talk Radio.